We're picking up.
We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Karen Stoffer. Her pass of 6.793 seconds at 197.91 miles per hour took her to the top of the category for the first time since Atlanta in 2015. Karen, can you talk about what it's like to secure the number one qualifier at the Four Wides?
Yeah, it's pretty big for me. It's been a long time, as you noted, and even then it was only one. I've only done it one other time, so it's pretty huge. I think what was more impressive for me, though, was how we did it with the a 679. I've never run in the 70s. That was my first 70, so it was a record for me ET-wise, and then to also maintain that and get the green hat at the end of the qualifying was pretty huge. A word, right now it's just pure happy. You can kind of tell by the grin, but tomorrow it'll be serious.
Yesterday you faced track adversity, held the number one there, and they came back out and had incredible track conditions. Can you talk about the different types of setups your team had and how that knowledge from yesterday helped today and will help tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, all the tune-up comes from Tim. Moving teams from where we was before over to the war team, Tim's got a lot of data both day and night, and I think he reached into the bag for the nighttime data to get us to that first low ET that we had in the first session that we had. And again, he's still challenged a little bit with my weight and having a lighter rider, but he was able to turn that around and give us one of our best 60 foots we've had to date together as a team. And I think that parlayed us into that 79. So I think he's got the tune up now for me as a light rider, and I think tomorrow's going to be a little bit probably warmer than today. So I think we're going to have, he's got a lot of data now, and I think that we'll be fine going into tomorrow. You know, honestly, I didn't even know where I was when with the quads and everything going so fast, I didn't know I had fallen to seventh. I knew, obviously, that position had gone away, and because I was watching the numbers, but I didn't know what position I was in. You know, Timmy just, basically, he just walks by, and he just gives me the thumbs up and says, I gotcha, and that's all I needed to know, and I just go out and do my job. Whatever he had set up in the bike was what he had intended it to do.
How challenging is the four wide with the quad setup for you guys? Especially motorcycles have a tendency to red light more often than some others. You gotta keep the bike balanced and hit the gas at the same time. How challenging is that to make it when you're dealing with four cars, four bikes instead of two?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head, the four vehicles. Staging is the most critical part, and sometimes it's a little confusing as riders and living or dying on the tree. You're normally looking at your staging beams on your own side, and you go right to the light bulb, the bulb that you want to leave off from a reaction time. And of course, many races are run out here on the reaction times. When the four wide comes along, you now, if you're in lanes two or three, you have to look across the tree for your pre-stage and then come back to your light to actually leave the starting line. So that's probably the more challenging. And then, as a rider, you're also, or as someone who's been out here a long time, you're used to staging and looking at your own. If you kind of get distracted and you might be looking at somebody else's light thinking it's yours, then it changes the whole staging procedure. And that's probably the most challenging. Other than that, it's one of the most exciting races and most exciting venues, having four bikes going down the racetrack. And it's a lot quicker, too.
Well, thank you for coming on up here, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.